Emily Ratajkowski deletes climate change tweet calling plastic straws, corporate greed the problem. By Hannah Blow on September 23, 2019. Model and left-wing activist Emily Ratajkowski deleted a tweet in support of Friday's global climate strike, in which the actress identified plastic straws and corporate greed as the problem. On Friday, Ratajkowski, who frequently posts pictures of her private jet escapades, tweeted, "The problem is plastic straws, it's corporate greed, hashtag global climate strike." Despite the fact that over 90% of the planet's plastic waste comes Asia and Africa, and straws in the United States account for about 0.03% of global plastic pollution, as Breitbart News reported. However, as of Monday morning, the tweet was unavailable. It remains unclear what prompted the left-wing activist to delete the message. As Breitbart News noted, Ratajkowski has demonstrated a stunning ability to put her climate change concerns aside to boast of her excessive air travel on social media. For example, this month, Ratajkowski posted a series of pictures of herself posing on private jets. The I Feel Pretty actress is also an advocate of JetSmarter, which some have called the Uber of air travel. It's the first global digital marketplace for private aviation, which makes booking flights on private jets a breeze for carbon footprint producing celebrities like Ratajkowski, as Breitbart News reported. This is not the first time a celebrity has demonstrated climate change hypocrisy. Over the summer, many high-profile guests drastically increased their CO2 emissions by flying across the globe to attend the Google Summer Camp to discuss climate change. As Breitbart News reported. Traditionally held every year at the end of July, the famed Verdura Resort hosts the top secret gathering, with the three-day summer camp costing the tech giant some $20 million, sources told the Post. Many of the guests, including Obama and DiCaprio, who has his own climate change foundation, have described global warming as the biggest threat to future generations. Forbes reports numerous yachts are currently moored off the beach at Verdura Resort having discharged their passengers. German pharmaceutical titan Udo Javeder's sailing yacht Aquarius, Barry Diller and Diane von Furstenberg's sailing yacht Eos, Graham Hart's yacht Ulysses, with others en route including David Geffen's yacht Rising Sun, Google's Eric Schmidt's yacht Infinity and its support vessel Intrepid, among them. According to Italian press reports, the attendees were also expected to show up in 114 private jets, of which 40 had arrived by Sunday.